I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, today's Friday. We get the new music. There's not a ton today, so I'm going to zip through this. Oh. She says every week.
Yeah. And right.
We never get through it.
I'm going to finish it. That's some good stuff today.
Oh, yeah? Did you look at some of the things that we were questioning?
I did.
And you like some?
I did.
Okay. Well, let's start at the top. Is that cool with you? We're going to start with Luis Fonsi.
Oh, this is a guy from that other group, right?
Despacito. He is the Puerto Rican superstar who brought us Despacito. This is his first album in 5 years. So it includes Despacito because, of course, it includes Despacito.
Let's hear that again. I didn't play that.
I guess because you knew we were doing it today. Right now.
Bam, bam.
Bomb, bomb. So Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber do that version. I believe he has a version with just him, though.
He
right?
does, yes.
So I don't know if that's on the record, too, but they are saying that the Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber thing is the version that's on this record. His guests also include Demi Lovato and Ozuna. So let's hear some of Vida.
Special shout out to Nicole, our intern, who speaks Spanish. So I had to listen to the whole thing. I'm like,
oh,
I can't tell. You know, when I have Spanish songs, I never know.
I want her to sing the chorus.
Oh, man. I don't know
if
she's
getting our grilled cheese. We'll get her in here.
All right.
In a sec.
Well, but, yeah, that's way more important than her singing Despacito.
Seven musics of Spanish music, and she listened to all of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, to make sure there were no swears.
That's correct.
Oh, that's very
so
useful.
She's very fluent.
Yeah, she understands everything. She's not so confident about speaking it, she says. Oh. But I bet she can sing that song.
Yeah, let's have her sing
if she wants.
Well,
to.
If she's not confident enough to speak it, I seriously doubt we're going to be able to get her to sing that
we'll
song.
We'll see. Sometimes you say stuff, you know.
That's
here's
true.
Oh, man.
What's it called?
So Vida is the name of the record.
Hold on, let him do the Spanish.
Maybe Vinny's better.
No, go ahead, Bryn. Come on.
Go ahead, Vinny. Vinny's excellent at Spanish.
Eche mama la culpa.
One more time?
Echame la copa. Yeah.
Yes.
Echame la copa.
Nice.
Made by the Copacabana? Isn't hecho mean made in?
Are you asking? Use that?
Hecho in Mexico?
I was totally trying to Google
it. We're not even hearing the song.
This is great.
It is great.
I love this. Is this Demi?
This is Demi.
This is great.
It means
I love this.
Put the blame on me.
Oh, put the blame on me. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Here's the next
say
one.
The name of it again.
Echamame la copa.
Echamame la copa.
I don't know. I think Vinny said it better than me. I can't remember how he said
Echamame
it.
Echamame
la copa.
Echamame la copa.
Echamame la copa.
Okay, next one.
Here's Impossible.
I think I love him.
That features Ozuna.
Who's Ozuna?
I'm
I know
sure.
that name.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to
tell
I think it's a restaurant on the Embarcadero right over here. It's a sushi restaurant.
I think it's Ozuma.
Ah, right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's Ozuna.
Right.
Yep. Same person.
Said the same thing,
yeah,
didn't you?
Exactly.
Right. he's a Puerto Rican
superstar.
Ooh,
poco a poco.
You know, someone was telling me that if you're trying to learn a language, you should listen to a ton of the music in that language and get the translation so that you see what you're saying. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's a
inflection.
Cool way to do it. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to listen to this today.
And watch movies, too, in that language. It's really
yeah,
good.
But I'll just stare at the subtitles.
This last one is really a love song.
Okay.
Ballad here for you.
Oh, what a pretty voice.
Yeah.
Is that Luis?
It's got to be.
Uh-huh.
Well.
I think so.
Sounds like him.
He's a singer.
That's super pretty. I love this. Oh, Luis Fonsi.
Better be the guy.
Better be.
Look at you go.
I know
she
a little
doesn't
bit.
Know.
I know. I do. I know a little bit of Spanish.
He said amigo. I thought it meant friend.
He said conmigo, with me.
Amigo means friends.
Hey, come here.
And then it kicks in.
I'm kidding. Come on, here she is. Hey, come over here. Nicole's here.
Okay, Nicole, put some headphones on her. Nicole, sing, we're going to play this. I want you to sing the chorus.
Oh, that.
No. Yeah, just do the despacito.
Can you do it?
Go.
I'm a horrible singer. I cannot
do it.
So you got to do this.
In
come
English
on.
Or Spanish?
In English. In Spanish.
Spanish.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Start
ready?
From the beginning. Here we go.
Des.
I can't.
You can. You can do it.
Do you need the lyrics in front of you?
Her. No, I'm just an awful singer that
you
I really care
this.
About.
You better do this.
I really just care about the listeners and their ears.
So. Oh, you know what? That's so sweet.
That's sweet.
Oh my God! Intern Nicole, everyone.
No, make her do the rap part. Make her do the rapping.
Okay.
Can you do the rapping part?
Yes.
This part right here.
Do it.
Listen first.
That's like really fast. So no.
It is really fast.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I'm just really care about. All right.
You're so sweet.
How about we do this? How about you practice? We come back to you in a week.
Yeah, 1 week from today.
That.
Okay,
I
1 week
really
from today, a live performance from our intern.
All right.
Fantastic.
I'm so excited.
Thanks,
now.
Nicole.
She's adorable.
She is. I really like all our interns right
now.
We got a good
great.
Group.
Yeah.
I'm afraid she won't be back, though, but whatever.
Don't stop it. She's coming back.
Okay.
You know what, though? It sucks when you know you have to do something a week later and you're just
nervous.
Like, oh, my God.
The build up.
Like, don't even think about it. Just listen to the song a lot and don't worry. It's for fun. No one dies in radio.
She promises she's going to do it. She just looked at me and she goes, I'm going to do it. I said,
all right.
How do you say I promise in Spanish?
How do you say I promise?
Hold on, wait for her. Come here. Walk quickly. All right.
Tell us in Spanish,
she's
I promise I will sing the song.
She needs a week for that one, too.
All right. Cassidy Pope is our next up in line here. She's a country singer who won the third season of The Voice.
Oh.
So I've only seen the chair portion, and I know that's Vinny's favorite part, too, so I don't know that either of us saw this
blind
person.
Blind auditions.
Yeah, the blind auditions. I like those. She has this is her third season of The Voice. She was the winner. This is her second album. Her latest single is called If My Heart Had a Heart. Did you grab that one? Is that one of the ones you did? Her new record is called Stages. Cassidy Pope.
I don't think I have that one.
That's fine. Just play the other
one. I randomly pulled because they didn't have any popular songs. You know how there's a ranking normally?
Yeah, yeah.
But everything I pulled, I loved.
So, oh, okay.
Here it is. Take You Home.
I like it.
That's nice. That's a very nice
one.
It's
a big sound, huh?
It's all great. Yeah.
Pushed
like
right up
wall
front.
Wall of sound.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear the next one. That's good. It is so funny how, like, country has become such a hybrid. I guess a lot of music genres are melding with one another, but this is a pop. If she didn't have a drawl, this is a pop song. Is that called Feel Right Now? What's that one called?
So what was the title track?
My Heart Had a Heart. This is the single.
Oh, okay. I don't have that one.
Okay, it's all right. I don't care.
Here it is. This is called Still Got It.
That's nice. She's nice. That sounds
I like
great.
It.
Really good.
Looks like she's going to be here in March, the 26th at the Masonic.
Those are just, I love a song that tells a story. I really do. I know that's super cheesy and people maybe, I feel like people do like that. I love a song that tells a story.
That's what Rush does. That's their whole thing.
They tell a weird story.
I
like,
love that.
You know.
Here's a single.
I love that too. Oh, this is the single? Oh. Like, I gotta say, there's nothing country about the music. I mean, maybe they go to the solo and it's a little, you know, country twangy, but it's her voice.
Her
voice
is the
only
has a
thing.
Twang to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the only thing that I go, oh, that's country.
You're saying the production is fully like pop
it's,
mode. Yeah,
it's incredible. I actually like it. I hate country music.
What?
You heard me.
How dare you?
I
all right,
love
next
country
up
music.
Is, did you skip the R&B ones that are on here? Did we skip those ones or did you like either of those? Because I'll do those.
I grabbed whatever you checked.
Okay, great. Then I skipped them. American Authors, Seasons. They had a hit in 2013, The Best Day of My Life. This one,
this
you know,
one.
This one. So they're back with another record. This is going to be the best day of my life. American Authors, the new record's called Seasons. What did you grab?
Say amen for a human.
All right. That's nice. I like that. Amen, amen, whoa. Amen, amen. Amen. You like that, human?
I do.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's American
Are they
authors?
A Jesus-y band?
Yeah.
Or is this just...
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
There's other reasons why you'd say amen.
Sure, absolutely. I just wondered, you know. Yeah, oh, give me one more. Give me one more. We're getting late. Surprise.
All right.
We're through two of them.
Do you know Bear Reinhart from Needs a Brief?
Yeah, that's the name sounds familiar.
Well, he features on the song, so
okay.
It's called Neighborhood.
That's nice. I like that other one. Did you grab something from the indie band Girlpool?
I sure did.
All right. What Chaos is Imaginary is the name of their record. Let's hear from Girlpool.
Right, give me 2 seconds.
Sure, take 2 seconds. What do I care? Not doing anything. Just sitting here.
I don't think I saved it.
Oh, all right. You
want to
skip it?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a band called Girlpool, and they have a record out today. Next up is Scottish singer-songwriter Nina Nesbitt.
Oh, she's great.
The Sun Will Come Up, The Seasons Will Change is the name of her record.
Here's The Best You Had.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like her voice. It's mm-hmm. good.
Another one?
Kind of weirdly reminds me of that Camila Cabello song with, you know, the really high mm-hmm. stuff. It's like impossibly high. It's not really a sing-along. Everyone would be like,
the interns were saying it sounded like Halsey to them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I hear that too. All right. What else?
Here's Colder.
Why does that feel too tinny?
I love it.
It's very crisp.
What's that chick's name?
Her name is Nina Nesbitt. I have to say, as I'm listening to those are right in line with what's hot right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
I can totally picture her getting a couple songs on Alice. Heads up, Jane and Michael. I just picked some new songs for you. We're probably already playing. They're like, yeah, great. Thanks for hearing up the artists that we've been pumping. For.
They played in the lunchroom yesterday, dingbat.
You're welcome. There's an LA rock band called Cherry Glazer, and I thought, well, that's got to be fun. Stuffed and Ready is the name of their record.
This.
Yeah, I don't either. But
so far, I haven't known anything you're playing.
Is this a new Slaughter? We'll find out. Here we go.
This one's called Daddy.
Oh, who should I bang?
That's correct.
Oh,
that's what she's saying.
Well,
it's bizarre
with the F word.
Oh,
yes, yeah. With the F word.
He did some careful editing.
Huh. Don't hold my hand.
All right,
she's fun.
Yeah, give me another one.
Here's Wasted Nun.
Wasted Nun?
Mm-hmm.
Like N-U-N?
That's correct.
Oh. Yeah, they're okay. I like that. It's pretty good.
Vinny, they're playing at the Catalyst March 4th.
I kind of like it.
Oh.
Santa Cruz.
I want to hear her say the bleep parts.
You can if you go to the Catalyst.
Well, I don't get out much these days.
Uh-oh. And finally, did you grab anything off of these this Mandolin Orange Band?
I did.
This is an Americana folk duo. I put a question mark next to it because I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I always say to Bryn, I go down like the list of the new songs and stuff, and I'll like mark the ones I definitely want, and then I put a little question mark, like, give that a listen.
Maybes.
Give this a listen.
The maybes.
Yeah, and sometimes he's like, no, none of those were any good. And other, like this, I want to say that Nina Nesbitt, I had a question mark next to her. That was great. Mm-hmm. And this is Americana folk duo Mandolin Orange, and their record's called Tides of a Teardrop.
If you like folk or folk doodles.
I do like folk.
It's slow.
Is there some harmonies coming up?
Oh. I feel like I want to put on a sweater, light a candle.
Oh, it's nice.
Walk around the house barefoot.
This is a rainy day song.
Let's cook in tonight, honey.
Oh, all right. Let's do it. Got some pasta and some chicken.
I'm going to put this guy on.
Light the fire. Let's get the bearskin rug out. You know what I want.
For me to not touch you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is there a faster one on there? Like,
this one's a little faster.
How did you know? That's amazing.
This is faster? What's this one called?
This one's called The Wolves.
The Whirls?
The Wolves.
Oh.
The Wolves.
Like, got it. Okay, thank you. Oh,
like, oh, yeah.
He's got a nice voice. It's
another song. It's also slow.
Yeah. Well, they definitely set a mood. And it isn't the right one, I have to say. It's a bad mood. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Never mind.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
Right.
Sarah... and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time.
Oh, my God.
We've got a team. We've got a team of people working round the clock to make sure it's updated and perfect every time you log in. RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. Real quick, of course, the Super Bowl is this Sunday in Atlanta. Unfortunately, our Johns didn't get to go. They're going to watch from home with their wives.
They're going to like it. We're going to play bingo. We're going to have crack dip.
From home.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Crack dip. Crack
what
dip.
Could be...
I don't know.
The great Bill and Tommy's last Super Bowl together.
Don't
and they're
going
to watch it.
Don't say that.
From Mill Valley. It's too bad. Anyway, this Sunday, 3:30, Pats versus the Rams.
Go Pats.
Oh, I had a story. While we're on the subject. Would have helped if I'd lined these up while I was planning this stuff. 35 of the 50 states are rooting for the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
No surprise.
How many?
35 of the 50.
It's not surprising. People hate people who just kill it all the time. They're like, oh, enough winning out of you people in New England.
You think they're upset that he's a super good-looking guy married to a really hot supermodel?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a huge amount of jealousy from these other states. Double middle fingers to the whole rest of the country, I say.
Wow. That's a little aggro, don't you think?
No. How dare they root against my Patriots?
You'll be doing that Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Tiny bit over the top, maybe? I don't know. Double middle fingers.
Double. Triple. Quadruple. Sextuple.
How do you do that?
That's three on each. Sextuple middle fingers. Like that.
That doesn't do anything.
It does. This is my new way
of
flipping people off.
That's West Coast.
Read between the lines, buddy.
Actually, that's not what. Wait, how do you do West Coast? Like, that's West Coast.
Oh, like that?
No.
Across the.
Like this. Yeah. Look. It's right here. Middle. That's it.
What are you
doing? Like that?
Like this.
Oh, that's a cool. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I don't got it.
You gotta get it.
No, I mean, I can't
use your other hand to help out.
It doesn't matter.
It helps cross like this. You know what I'm saying? No.
Is this like that?
No, that's like alien.
That's a nerd handshake. Sorry.
And prosper.
Anyway, never mind. It doesn't matter.
Nanu nanu.
Did you do it?
No.
You got it?
This is my new sextuple middle finger.
That's not.
In between the lines.
It's unacceptable.
It's totally. You don't get to tell me what
I'm
my
telling you.
Symbol
if
is.
You do that to somebody, they're going to go, I don't even know what that old lady just did to me.
I am triple flipping.
Bill, Bella, check. Take the air out the ball.
All right. Anyway, let me get to a front page story here as the Salesforce Transit Center, you know, the one that cost $2.2 billion
and
closed 6 weeks after it opened.
That is so awful.
It's already been shut down for more than 4 months. And it won't be welcoming back buses, passengers, or parkgoers until at least June. That's the latest report. I drove down First Street the other day. That's where part of the trouble is. Mm-hmm. And they've got these huge support beams going up and holding on to the I-beams that have cracked.
Are they in the middle of the
They're in the
road?
Middle of the street.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. There's a arrows pointing you to
you gotta go
around as these are right here in the middle of the street. Now, I think the ones on First are unbroken, and yet they're the exact same thing as the ones going over Fremont Street.
And they're like,
and
let's
those
take
are
no
the
chances.
Ones that are cracked. And the steel, I don't know what those jacks, they look kind of like they were,
oh,
you know, like you
yeah,
jack
sure.
up a car.
Mm-hmm.
They're steel jacks that are right in place holding it. Seems.
Why don't they just do that? Just put some permanent jacks in the middle. Let's go around them.
$2.2 billion. Everything looks clean, neat, and beautiful. And then.
I know. It was
so
beautiful.
You've got these janky jacks.
I guess
they
can have
the
jacks because that's going to be a transit route, right? Aren't people going to. Isn't there going to be a train that runs under
that? Eventually, yes. There's going to be a big deal going.
All right. Well, listen. They'll fix it.
Obviously.
Excuse me.
They're eager to reopen the transit center, but they have to make sure it's safe, and so we wait. June, everyone. June.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'd actually like to go up to the park above the top and give
beautiful.
It a look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, you were telling me some friend of yours was in the park right around the time that this all was going down. They were up on that level, on that park, and you said that they like there was some crumbling happening up there too.
I think it was a listener.
Oh, okay.
That told me that. I think a couple listeners had said that.
Because I didn't hear it. All I've really heard, I've heard it from you, those things, but I did, or you know, from texters, whatever.
Right.
But all I'd really heard about is the cracks. But it sounds like there was, you know, obviously when something breaks underneath, things up on top start to crumble.
Right.
Yikes.
The past storms have brought us great news, and California statewide Sierra Nevada snowpack was exactly 100% of its historical average yesterday. as they went in to do the snowpack measure.
And we're going to get dumped on this weekend.
We have a huge storm. In fact, I meant to report that as well on this report. We've got rain coming heavy later this afternoon and into the evening, and big storms. They're saying 4 inches in some spots.
And
snow as well. So that's good.
Some of the higher peaks in this area, like Tam and Diablo, will get some snow. I think it's Sunday. The snow level is going to be down like 2,000 feet.
Let me see the
it's crazy.
Tahoe report. Has snow falling from Friday night through Tuesday.
Oh, that's great news. So if they measure it again in a week, they might have way more.
On Tuesday, the overnight low will be 8.
Oh, wow. Boy, oh, boy.
And that's in Tahoe.
That keeps the snow so perfect.
8.
It's very, very chilly.
So that's pretty good stuff. So anyway, that doesn't mean you can start wasting water.
No.
It just means we're having a good season. We still have February and March to come, and storms could
Lined
make
up.
For even better news. That's good stuff.
But be careful around here. Listen, when it's raining, you should slow down. Yeah. Also, by law, you got to turn your lights on when you have your windshield wipers on. So, you know, just be visible. Just try not to get in an accident.
Sarah, you like to tell people stuff.
Oh, my God. I never shut up.
Is this wrong?
Yes.
Wait, I haven't
told
you.
If you have to ask.
No. That's the reason I'm asking is because it's not always clear.
Okay. Yes.
A woman walked into a bank in Fall River.
Fall River. That's my first radio job was in Fall River.
Fall River, Mass.
Yep. That's nice. That's a terrible little town.
What? Wait, you started to say nice.
Well, I was happy to have a job at WSAR. Thank you.
What do they do?
Oldies.
Oh, that's the oldies station.
We ran Dr. Dina Dell in the middle of the day, and we ran, who's the guy whose hearing went, and he's with he's a Republican dude. He's got a radio show.
Rush Limbaugh?
Rush Limbaugh. We ran the Rush Limbaugh show, too.
Right in the middle of all the hits?
Yes.
Wow.
Played oldies, and then there was a couple hours of that kind of programming. And back to the oldies.
A woman walked into a bank in Fall River, Mass. On Monday afternoon.
Fall Riv.
Wearing a black beanie, dark sunglasses, and black fleece.
Uh-oh.
Walking into the bank in Fall Riv.
Okay.
She walked up to a teller and wrote a note on a piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Writes a note down. Hold on.
Was it, I'd like to make a deposit?
Yeah. Walks right up to her.
Yeah. Oh, no.
She gets a piece of paper after that, and instead of handing it to the teller, she rips up the note, throws it in the garbage can, and walks out. Oh. Never says a word. Walks up to the teller, writes a note, tears it up.
Oh, my God.
Throws it in the trash.
Yep.
And walks out.
Okay, I'm feeling you on this one.
The employees, of course, seeing someone walk in a black beanie, dark sunglasses, and black fleece, writing down a note and then tearing it up and leaving, are suspicious.
Yeah.
So
the little sleuths back there.
They fish the pieces of the note out of the trash and piece them together. And it says, quote, "Give me the money." So,
it's wrong.
No.
It's not wrong.
It is wrong.
Look,
it's not wrong in that she decided against it. You
right.
know, cooler heads prevailed. But it is wrong to
you know who's wrong? Those people who pieced it together. They should be in trouble.
No, they needed to know.
It's
boring working in a bank, man.
I know it's
that
boring.
That was the most interesting thing that ever happened
That's
in there.
That's obvious. That's why they're fishing in the garbage can. Vinny, tell me right now that woman is not in trouble.
Well, she can't be in trouble.
Well,
she didn't do anything.
Hold on, Sarah.
So then it is wrong.
So
it's not wrong.
It's not wrong. Yeah,
it's not
wrong.
It's not an attempted bank robbery.
She didn't attempt it.
That's it.
She didn't intend.
The bank called the cops, and they're looking for her.
Why?
They say
but she
that
didn't
even,
do it.
Even though she changed her mind, she could still face attempted bank robbery charges.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So
I feel
like you can't bust someone who decided better of it. You just can't.
And how do you know? Maybe she was practicing a line for an audition.
Yeah, any lawyer is. You know what? Any lawyer is going to go, you can't prove she wrote that down.
Yeah, and also, she didn't do it.
Well, what about the cameras that show her?
Yeah, they show her, you know.
That's true.
But she didn't. But the thing is, she didn't even attempt. She just sat there. She wrote the note, and then she went, "I can't believe I'm doing this." And I am thinking the better of this, and I'm walking out.
Well, what a dummy to leave the note. Yeah, and the garbage.
But you do.
There.
You take that. You crumble it up. You put it in your mouth, and you eat it. Everyone knows that.
You eat the note.
Yeah, because paper's delicious. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I'll tell you what's wrong about that story is that she would get charged. But I can see why they're all freaked out. And plus, it's the most exciting thing that ever happened in that bank.
I can't see them charging her. I mean, come on. You have to have a right to change your mind.
Listen, there's not a lot happening in Fall River.
Everybody knows if you grow coffee.
Yes.
On a shady side of a mountain in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and then
yeah.
And then enemize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You will cure cancer.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
Knows that. Right. Everyone knows. It's well-known general knowledge.
You're welcome.
Shady mountain Oregon coffee
grown, turned and made brewed and then cooled and turned into an enema
will cure cancer.
Yes.
Everybody knows
everyone
that.
Everyone knows it. I mean, we've been listening to Hooman tell us this for 15 years.
Right. So, the question is,
yes,
if you send coffee beans into space and the beans are roasted when they make re-entry to Earth, what will that cure?
Well,
when enemized.
Couldn't you get
is enemized a word?
I'm sure it is now.
It's a verb.
Wouldn't that be full of radiation?
Oh, no.
Well, I would think that would actually help with the cancer, right?
That is very bad news. I don't.
Wouldn't it? I don't know what happens on reentry.
They're going to send coffee beans into space, and the beans will be roasted when they make reentry. Their theory is, with the space roasting, that since the beans will be floating in the zero-gravity environment, the extreme heat of reentry will roast them perfectly even. They're going to start taking pre-sale orders in a month, and there's no word how expensive these beans will be or exactly what it will cure.
Or if it'll even taste good or if it'll just burn the tongue out of your mouth with radiation.
But the company is called Space Roasters.
I like it.
And soon you'll be able to get their coffee.
They should just call themselves Space Roast.
From infinity
and beyond.
That's where Space Ghost is from? That's
no.
His thing? Space no, Ghost, that's a thing.
No.
Enemize is to make an enemy of someone or something.
Oh,
that's not right.
You don't shove your enemies up there. I mean, come on. That's funny.
There's no verb version of that?
No, it's on the Urban Dictionary, though, for that.
Oh,
enemize.
Uh-huh.
He enemized it.
See,
I think
I'm right here, you guys.
Keystring it.
402 says 100% that it is attempted bank robbery because she had the intent. It's all about the intent.
Okay, so it's wrong.
Lawyer here.
Turns out I was right all along. It's wrong. I love those sounds.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's
it.
My ASMR stuff. Uh-huh. I'm doing that.
The police in Austin, Texas got a call Tuesday afternoon about a 26-year-old woman named Dovey Nichols.
Oh.
You ever seen Dovey?
I've never met anyone named Dovey.
Oh, she made the national news with this story. So there are pictures floating around of her, Dovey.
Let me see Dovey.
Dovey Nichols was sitting at an outdoor patio table, romancing herself.
Mm. Where again? Did you say?
Austin, Texas, on a Tuesday afternoon. 26-year-old Dovey Nichols. Sitting at an outdoor patio table.
Self-touching on a Tuesday.
Actually, she was using one of those.
She had a vibrator and everything.
Right.
Oh, wow. Look, she's just having a day.
When they arrested her.
Oh. Was she finished?
They cuffed and stuffed her.
Oh.
No, she wasn't finished.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
She finished in the back of the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So is she.
They say even though she was cuffed,
challenged?
No, but she's been charged with indecent exposure.
Well, yeah. Did she have a skirt on? What was?
I don't know the
more
clothing, the outfit at
love
all.
Love it, Dove.
I don't see a picture for
you
her.
You didn't see her?
No.
Oh,
do you have a picture for her?
I can get it for you. I had seen it.
Dove. Love it, touch it, love it, Dove all the time.
She's got a mug shot on the smoking gun.
Oh, good. Oh.
Maybe that's where I saw it.
Lovey Dove.
Dove.
That's funny.
Is she attractive?
You know, I've heard.
Yes.
I was... while I've done many drugs in my day and certainly had my problem with alcohol, I was never a meth head.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I've heard the meth heads have like a total fixation on sex.
Really?
Like to the point where when they bust people who are on meth, they're like, the one thing that's runs common in all of them is there's porn everywhere. Right.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say they all had wood.
No, they're porn addicts. Like it's. I don't know. I only heard that from some police.
Oh. Well, police, please confirm that. 800-400-3697. You can text us or call us. Love to talk to a cop about that.
About porn addiction?
You want to talk to cops about porn addiction?
No, about meth heads when they arrest them, they've got porn strewn. I mean, why not?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yeah, you do.
No, right, she doesn't. Do.
No, Hooman doesn't want to, so
I
can tell.
I want to. I can't wait to do it.
Great. Calls up cops.
Where are you going this weekend? You got anything with Drama-rama happening?
Oh, drama stay. He's a...
The guy's coming. He's coming here in a little bit to meet with you.
Today!
Oh, my God!
Oh, today?
Today's the day!
Drama stay, everyone.
You'll be here at 9:15-ish.
Oh, my God!
Oh, I'm going to get to meet him, too.
Yeah, so you're Marlon. Saying the producer, this high-level producer yes. from Bravo TV, who's well, going to be doing a show, but it sounds like Susan's been pushed right off the map.
Who needs
map
her?
On
You've
this.
Got Hooman, Yuzette, and Bryn.
You need her.
She's Drama
would
stay.
You need her? She teaches
She's
class.
Integral.
She her is? Nickname in high school was, in college was The Body.
Yeah.
Who?
Susan.
Not just Elle McPherson, Susan Hauser.
Oh, is that right? Yep. She told you that? Or you
yes.
know, you were with her in
no,
college?
No, she told me.
She said, my okay. nickname in college was
she
The
goes,
Body.
But whatever. I'm like, okay.
She what do you mean, but whatever?
She said, she goes, my nickname in college was The Body, but whatever. I'm like,
I think Danielle told you.
No, Susan told me. And she was, and she does have, she's, I mean, she's my age, right? And she is smoking hot.
Yeah.
She does have a great body.
So she's still in on the TV show.
Well, yeah.
Is she excited?
She is. She's very excited.
Mm. Mylan. Excellent. We're going to meet Mylan today.
Well, somehow our crew got linked into this.
I like it. Drama stay.
Well, we got the Queen of Bravo here. I mean, for God's sakes.
Is
it
what?
It's her network.
And we got Bravo. Hooman TV here, too.
Yeah, we do. Hello.
We got Bryn from Vietnam.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out for diversity. God.
And two boring white people.
Who have to go home.
Yeah, immediately.
Right.
Oh, great. Okay, right. That was God. A really good cue, Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.